What is it with those people in your local church who want to play politics, who seem to be grumpy all the time or rude or selfish? What the blazes are they doing there? And when is someone going to sort them out or get rid of them? Well, hi, I'm Bernie Dimet and welcome again to Fresh. I remember years ago when I went looking for a church to belong to. I knew that there was no such thing as the perfect church, but guess what I was looking for? Yeah, the perfect church. The place where they only sang the songs that I liked. The place where the minister was a crack preacher and a brilliant pastor, close to home, air-conditioned, soft seats, not those hard old wooden pews, and not too many noisy, screaming kids. Too old for that. But I never found one. In fact, the opposite. Pretty much every church has some people you wouldn't want to invite home. And of course, our natural reaction is to get in there and sort them out. But that's not the Jesus plan. In fact, it never was. Matthew chapter 13, verses 24, 25, and 28, 29. Jesus said, God's kingdom is like a man who planted good seed in a field. That night, while everyone was asleep, the man's enemy came and planted weeds amongst the wheat and then left. The servants asked, do you want us to go and pull up the weeds? He answered, no, because when you pull up the weeds, you might also pull up the wheat. Let the weeds and the wheat grow together until the harvest time. At the harvest time, I'll tell the workers this. First gather the weeds and tie them together to be burned. Then gather the wheat and bring it into my barn. There you have it. Church, wheat, weeds, and all. That's God's word. Fresh for you today. It's funny, but when imperfect people rub up against imperfect people, sure, there can be friction. But at the same time, there's an opportunity for the blessing that God's poured into our lives to rub off onto someone else. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called Blessed to Be a Blessing. To request your free copy, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that offer right there at the top of the homepage. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com. I'll catch you next time.